The Great Race, written by David Hill and read by Paul English. In January 1688, almost 100 years before Captain Arthur Phillip founded the British colony in New South Wales, Captain Reed, Dampier and the crew became the first Englishmen to reach the Australian mainland. They landed in a cove in the Kimberley region of northwest Australia at what became known as King Sound and the mouth of the Fitzroy River. Dampier was convinced that this huge tract of land was a separate continent. "It is not yet determinate whether it is an island or a main continent, but I am certain that it joins neither Asia, Africa, nor America." His first impressions were that the country was not rich. "The land is of a dry, sandy soil, destitute of water, except you make wells, yet producing diverse sorts of trees. But the woods are not thick, nor the trees very big. There was pretty long grass growing under the trees, but it was very thin. We saw no trees that bore fruit or berries. We saw no sort of animal, nor any track of beast, but once, and that seemed to be the tread of a beast as big as a great mastiff dog. Here there were a few small land birds, but none bigger than a blackbird, and but a few sea fowls. Neither is the sea very plentifully stored with fish, unless you reckon of the manatee and turtle as such. Of these creatures there is plenty, but they are extraordinarily shy, though the inhabitants cannot trouble them much, having neither boats nor iron." Dampier also made an unflattering assessment of the local Aboriginal people. "The inhabitants of this country are the miserablest people in the world. They have no houses and skin garments, sheep, poultry, and fruits of the earth, ostrich eggs, etc., as the Hodmedods have. And setting aside their human shape, they differ but little from brutes. They are tall, straight-bodied, and thin, with small, long limbs. They have great heads, round foreheads, and great brows. Their eyelids are always half-closed to keep the flies out of their eyes, they being so troublesome here that no fanning will keep them from coming to one's face, and without the assistance of both hands to keep them off, they will creep into one's nostrils, and mouth too, if the lips are not shut very close, unless they hold up their heads as if they were looking at somewhere over them. They have great bottle noses, pretty full lips, and wide mouths.